grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
Amen.
The scripture that was presented to the beginning as one of the highlights of the early Christian church, the conversion of a Roman centurion, Cornelius of Caesarea. Luke emphasizes the importance of this event, usually interpreted as the conversion of the first Gentile to Christianity, by devoting two chapters to the account. Chapter 10 relates to the appearance, and chapter 11 is largely repetitive in describing Peter's later report of the event at Jerusalem. The emphasis by repetition is the same device which Luke employs to highlight the conversion of St. Paul by relating the event in chapter 9 and then by Paul's rehearsal of his conversion twice in two later chapters, 22 and 26. The conversion of the first Gentile serves as a climax in the theological theme of the book of Acts, namely the growth of the church from its beginning at Jerusalem among Jews to a cosmopolitan movement reaching Rome, the capital of the empire. Growth and theology are two areas which must be intertwined in the Christian church. Growth apart from theology is an illusion. Proper growth develops from sound biblical theology. Jesus' great commission to his followers must serve as a guide for the church in all ages. This morning, therefore, let us consider Christ's commission as recorded in Matthew 28, 16 to 20. And the 11 disciples proceeded into Galilee to the mountain which Jesus had selected to meet them. And seeing him, they worshipped him. But some hesitated. Jesus approaching spoke to them, saying, "There has been given to me all authority in heaven and on earth. Go forth, therefore, and make disciples of all nations by baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and by teaching them to observe everything which I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you all the days until the end of the eon." The key word, the imperative, master, crucifer, make disciples, we have analyzed in the current issue of the Concordia Journal. A disciple indicates total attachment. A disciple of Jesus is one whom Jesus, in whom Jesus calls his disciple. Jesus takes the initiative. The disciple submits to the unconditional surrender of his whole life for his entire life. Jesus takes two social days by including the fisherman and the tax collector, although the latter is really outside the contemporary worshiping community. That is, God's work is faithful to Christ's call. The Lord's call entails service, which frequently includes suffering. The promised reward exceeding all human merit is fellowship with God through Christ, culminating in a new and a future life. Now, the concept of Christ's commission is important, furthermore, because it emphasizes the contrast between human endeavor and divine power. As the 11 arrive at the designated mountain in Galilee and worship the resurrected Savior, we read some hesitation. In spite of the various proofs of the true identity of Jesus of Nazareth, first during his ministry, through miracles, and after his resurrection, through frequent encounters. risen Christ, some of his closely associates still hesitate. Or, as some renders the verb, some of his intimate disciples still have doubts. It is these strictly followers who are to begin carrying out the Great Commission with all their fellow Christians forward. Our Lord realizes the limitations and weaknesses of human endeavor by itself. So he frames the Great Commission with the promise of divine power. He prefaces his instruction with the basic premise which should have been obvious to the 11 during the previous years. He says, "There has been given to me all authority in heaven and on earth.